AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Middle East bracing for a possible attack against Israel, retaliation for the recent assassination of a top Hezbollah leader, as well as one from Hamas. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
This morning, the White House saying an attack by Iran and its proxies on Israel could come this week. That assessment amid a flurry of U.S. diplomacy, with the U.S. sending back-channel messages to Iran, according to one official, with other U.S. officials, quote, cautiously optimistic Iran will limit the scope of an attack.
The incursion into Russian territory continues. Ukrainian forces have taken control of the neighboring Kursk region along the front lines in eastern Ukraine. Elon Musk and former President Donald Trump holding a conversation last night on Musk's X platform. Trump talking about the immigration policy he will embrace if reelected.
We're going to have the largest deportation in history of this country.
The event delayed 40 minutes. Musk says it was because of a denial of service attack against X. This is ABC News. With some schools already back and more students getting ready for their first day of classes, there's new advice for parents about helping kids deal with the problem that too many of them face.
Child psychologists say some back-to-school butterflies are normal, but that parents should carefully watch their kids' interactions for signs of bullying. Dr. Christina Sauer.
There often can be some anxiety on seeing or being involved with the people doing the bullying.
Outside the physical campus, online bullying has, in some children, become a greater concern than physical intimidation. StopBullying.gov has advice for kids and adults. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
New trouble for JetBlue. The three biggest credit rating agencies have all downgraded the airline, S&P, Moody's, and Fitch, raising concerns about profit and rising competition. And there may be water, and a lot of it, on Mars. New studies say it's buried about 7 miles beneath the Martian surface, but it's enough to fill an ocean. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nitrate is the most common health-related contaminant found in Wisconsin's groundwater, and you can get your well tested for free. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be providing free well water testing for nitrate at Farm Technology Days in Cadott, August 13th through 15th. Environmental groups in Wisconsin are urging voters to reject two proposed amendments to the state constitution in Tuesday's primary election. If approved, the amendments would give the Republican-led legislature power to allocate certain federal funds instead of the governor. Melissa Johnson of the nonpartisan organization Green Fire worries these changes would make it harder to use state resources to address climate change-fueled storms or to build green infrastructure.
We're in competition with other states who have streamlined processes to get that money. I don't think Wisconsin wants to wait.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the series between L.A. and Milwaukee tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew losing Game 1 last night 5-2. The Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani with a home run that traveled 424 feet. And Mookie Betts, back in his first game since breaking his left hand, had a two-run homer with three RBI. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, two of the best players in the game hit a home run. I thought Freddie Peralta was fantastic, but the four runs came on two infield hits and two home runs. And again, granted, another great player got the hit. But we had our opportunity, you know, to do that.
College football, the Badgers competition at quarterback continues. Tyler Van Dyke versus Braden Locke. Head coach Luke Fickell says it's a good problem to have.
As everybody wants to ask about the quarterback position and who's number one and who's number two, where I feel as good as anything is we've got two really good, really capable quarterbacks.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 82 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Brian and I will be talking about the Olympics. What was your favorite event? We want to hear from you. I'll also be joined by Wisconsin Policy Forum past president Rob Henkin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Up in the morning at the crack of dawn.
Morning has broken.
Now the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
7 a.m. comes too fast, roll out of the bed to that alarm clock blast. It's a beautiful.
WMDX. It's the John and Gordy Show for Tuesday morning. John is out today. Gordy Young, along with Catherine Lake, Sam Davison behind the controls, and we welcome Terry Bell into the studio this morning.
Good morning.
Terry.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Yeah, weather today looks okay. 64 degrees, high near 81. Going to be beautiful, and it's a good day to get out and vote, right, Terry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point. Weather sometimes affects voter turnout. Bad weather can keep people home, especially in the middle of winter. So there should be no excuses weather-wise to not get out and vote today. That is, if you haven't already voted absentee, which a lot of people have done.
A lot.
Apparently, yeah.
288,000 early ballots. Have come in as of yesterday morning. I'm sure the number's gone up since then. So yeah, it's very popular and getting more popular all the time.
Yeah, excellent. And polls are opening right now, right?
Like 7 o'clock. The first ballots maybe have been cast already.
And they stay open until 8 o'clock. And if you're in line by 8 o'clock,
yes,
you still get to vote.
That's important. Even if you have to stay there till 10 o'clock, if you were in the door by 8, you get to cast a ballot.
Who are you voting for, Terry?
Nice try.
What's the
problem?
Why not? But the referendums, that's a big deal. Help explain those one more time, please.
Yeah, so basically there are two questions that get at one point, and it's whether or not money that comes from Washington right now, the governor can distribute that money, earmark it. The state legislature wants to be able to do that instead. Their argument is that, you know, in many cases, the legislature is, you know, the budget decision-making arm of government. The governor argues that being able to do it himself, that frees up these situations like emergency money from gridlock. You know, so if you know, local emergency departments need money right away, you know, there isn't going to be weeks and months of wrangling, of gridlock among lawmakers deciding whether or not or how to spend that money. So
if we vote no, that's what would happen.
If you vote no, things stay the same.
And is the money that comes from the feds not already sort of, we're giving you this for this, we're giving you this for education,
earmarked,
we'd like,
right?
It's already earmarked. Is it not from the feds? No.
It is, yeah, but, you know, it's the state is the last step.
Arbiter, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Terry,
Sam?
Do you know, is it just a simple majority needed to change the Constitution? Like if a majority votes yes?
I believe so, yes, because it's already passed two sessions of the state legislature.
Of course it has.
So the simple majority of voters today can get that passed. And that's a good point, too. And a lot of point of this, critics would say that, you know, the legislature, the Republican-controlled legislature, is increasingly trying to find ways to get around the Democratic governor. And constitutional amendments are one way to do that. Mm-hmm. A bill can always be vetoed by the governor. A constitutional amendment cannot. Okay. So that was Republican lawmakers are gambling that voters will vote yes on this. The vote no campaign has been pretty aggressive, and you know we'll see how where things fall later tonight.
And so much of that depends on voter turnout.
Yes.
And
so
now, sorry.
I
was just going to tease.
Why don't you talk?
No, just a quick question. Are you staying late tonight to do a presentation?
We have election night coverage at beginning right at 8 o'clock.
You know how I know that is behind me. There's a desk with three microphones.
Oh, yeah, you're very smart.
Okay,
yeah,
yes. You must have post election coverage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
8 o'clock. Okay,
mm-hmm. So you'll be here. You're going to be here.
Yes.
And who else? Who are the other two microphones for?
Todd Alba will be with us, and I don't know who the third microphone is for. Our analyst is Maurice Shepherd, a political scientist at Madison College, but I believe he's joining us remotely. But I guess better safe than sorry.
Just in case.
And I know you have to go, but now next week, Democratic convention, right? We've
got
coverage of that all lined up.
Stops.
You're going to be there too, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a whole crew down there.
You're a traveling man. It just never stops.
Yeah, I knew what I signed up for.
Okay, so we will have complete coverage with our civic media news team and Terry Bell and leading the way. Thank you very much, Terry.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Terry.
Have a good day, and I know you'll be busy and staying up late tonight.
Seriously, that's late for the man who gets here at 6.
You know, we
6.
Should have a cot or something. I mean, you could sleep on the couch, I
guess.
I have
a little love seat in my office. Will that work?
I don't know.
Curl up on it?
Why not? hey, we have some tickets we're going to give away here. Oh. If you text in, you might be a winner of Upper Dells Boat tickets. Yes, the Upper Dells Boat Tour. And this is, you travel along in the Dells, beautiful area in the Upper Dells along the Wisconsin River there. And you have scenic shore landings. You get off the boat, walk around, see the beautiful cliffs there. This is really good. And we've got a pair of these tickets. You have to text the word boat, okay? B as in boy, O-A-T, boat, not vote. Today's voting day. Don't get confused. Boat.
Gotcha.
Boat. Because it's the Upper Dells Boat Tour. So text that to us at 608-879-8255 or get on the Civic Media app. Easy to do there. Again, just text the word boat and we'll draw a winner a little bit later on. All right. Is it time? I think it's 12 minutes past the hour. Let's go to the big story for today.
The big story.
The big story.
What is your story?
What's the story, John and Gordy?
The big story.
Well, wouldn't you like to know? Isn't the big story Trump being on X last night?
I mean, it has to
be. With what's-his-name, Elon, crazy Elon and
headlines
crazy Donnie.
CNN, Trump repeatedly slams Harris in glitch-filled talk.
Yeah, they couldn't get the thing going for 40 minutes. I mean,
come on. I thought they were talking about what they were saying as glitch-filled. No, it was the actual technological glitches? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, let's think about this for a minute.
Okay.
Who is Donald Trump?
I don't know.
And on June 14th, 1946, God lost a bet with Satan, and Satan said, pay up. So God made Trump. God said, I need someone willing to get up before dawn to call Fox and Friends, hypnotize Brian Kilmeade, beg for money, bang a porn star, get someone killed, pay off a porn star, and tweet until noon until he stumbles into work wearing a Big Mac like an alien facehugger. So God gave us Trump. God said, I need a sweaty swindler with arms long enough to cheat at golf, but hands small enough to order off the kids' menu. Flatulent fraud, to wank a warmonger, shank a translator, fillet a potentate, hide a bone saw, sell a secret, come home hungry, stop at KFC, promise to pay for everyone's meals, duck the check, call the first lady having lunch with friends in a different state, then tell the ladies he needs a moment alone with the first lady because she should probably get tested for hepatitis. And to be sure to come back real soon, ladies, especially the ones with behemoth bazongas. So God gave us Trump. I need a savage beast, soothed by Kid Rock whistling Dixie, bewildered by water, incontinent enough to wear a triple XL diaper secured by exoskeletal girdle, hydraulic lift, and bioweapons containment team willing to give their lives for the love child of a Habsburg inbred, and a necrotic squash, a flim-flam philanderer, a reeking rake, who can't read but speaks in tongues, manifesting Mein Kampf like a Ritalin-roused Rhonda Byrne Ubermensch. So God give us Trump. God said, I need a tacky trickster who writes like a fourth grader, talks like a third grader, cheats like a fornicator, brags like a compensator, and dresses like a head waiter who wears golf cleats to church. A louse who leans 60 degrees and 3-inch lifts, waddling down a ramp, grabbing a steering wheel, tear-gassing a book club, with the fetid charnel house miasma of splenetic emissions escaping his manly sweat glands, all the while bankrupting a casino, chiseling the Secret Service, stealing government staplers, losing a lawsuit, inciting a riot, looking up his daughter's skirt with shoe mirrors. So God made Trump. And God said, I need an absentee father, deadbeat debtor, vengeful vulgarian, to be my champion with a golden mane. And the mane shall extend a hand's breadth below the ear on the right, 1 cubit below the ear on the left, 2 cubits from the crown to the upper back. The back shall be fire-hosed forward, transected like a lattice crust of the world's rankest pork pie, raked back and secured with the least woke hair product from among the Canaanites. But the bald patch in the center of the garden you shall not touch. For it is holy to the Lord.
Okay.
I really want to see his head. I've seen videos made. They must be fake, right?
Well, if you notice, he's kind of changed his look a little bit lately.
He's not as orange.
Not as orange.
In his face.
That finally got to him, apparently. So he's not wearing the orange, at least not as much. Yeah. And the hair is a little bit different, too. Yeah, it's not quite as lacquered down as it once was. It's a little shaggy or weird on top.
I hadn't noticed.
Anyway, so everybody's talking about the X thing last night with Elon, how it was glitch-filled and technically, this is X. Elon's supposed to have this together. How could they?
Can you believe?
And so Trump is saying now, today, or after it was over, he said they had 60 million viewers or 60 million listeners. It was 1.6,
yeah,
which is still a good crowd, but yeah, not 60 million. What is it with him and the crowd size thing?
I don't know.
He just won't let it go.
No, he doesn't have it. He doesn't have the numbers, and he doesn't like that. So he lies.
So let's get in the right frame of mind about Donald Trump. I have this story here that John sent us, Cut 99, Sam, if you would. This is Charlie Kirk representing anxious men submitting to their other anxious men and then demanding that the rest of us be equally fearful and submissive to Trump. What, we don't have
this
that?
This is the one cut I don't have.
Oh, for crying out loud. Come on. Really?
Oh, well.
All right. Well, what do you got? How about the Ramaswamy thing? Do you have that?
Was that for this thing here?
I've got it here. Ramaswamy on how to ignore Trump thousands of ethical lapses. Yeah, he does have lapses, doesn't he? This is Mark Cuban and okay, Ramaswamy.
Yeah.
And Cuban is talking about its ethics. He's unethical. You know, Mark Cuban initially started off supporting Trump in 2015, and then he got to know him. This is Mark Cuban, cut number 78. Sam, you want to play
that? Ethics. The man told Mike Pence not to certify the election. The man called the Secretary of State, or was it governor? I forget. And asked for 11,072 votes. The man has stolen from more hardworking Americans.
You were against Trump in 2016, though. You were against Trump in 2016.
Right, but he was unethical then, and he's still unethical.
And in 20, right.
That's right, but that's the whole point. Trump University, Trump Soho, stole $4 million from a friend of mine that had sued to get it back. Mike Pence.
Each of these are just going to be separate sort of personal attack rabbit holes. Look at the country in the
four years. No, they're not personal attack rabbit holes. They're legitimate things that actually happened.
So do you think the country, do you think the economy prospered and border crossing issues were far better under Donald Trump under those 4 years? You know, you disagree on that premise too.
No, because if you look at border crossing, what was Obama's nickname? The deporter in chief. If you look at actual crossings, they were lower.
Okay, this goes
under
on
Obama
and on here, but Mark Cuban had plenty to say about Donald Trump from his personal dealings with him.
Interesting how we really want to know how people feel in the public eye.
Exactly.
We want to know what they want.
7:18, and when we come back, well, we're going to go under the radar. We're also going to check the radar with Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo.
American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
A lot of us were alive to remember. For some, it's just legend. The 1982 Brewers World Series run. Join us this Thursday, noon to 2 on the All Ball Show as we welcome Kelly Call, producer, and Sean Hannish, director and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. We're giving away 4 tickets to the Brewers game and 4 tickets so you can be at the world premiere on September 13th. Join us on Thursday.
The Todd All Ball Show, weekdays, noon till 2.
Matt Ray. Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Across the distance and spaces between us, you have come to show you go on. Near, far, wherever.
FM stereo. Celine Dion was a big deal at the Olympics, right? She sang the opening song or the closing song. She was up on the Eiffel Tower. I don't know. She was swimming in the Seine. I don't know what she. I didn't watch any of it.
French,
I don't know. What?
National anthem. It was astounding. Do you know what she's got going on? She should have done this in the health segment.
Well, I know she's not well. Yeah.
It's stiff person syndrome, and there's a beautiful video out there. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
Very difficult. What a beautiful singer.
What a great voice. Yep. And, so she was singing the theme from Titanic there.
Yeah.
And, coincidentally enough, we've got a story coming up about Celine Dion.
Coincidentally.
Coincidentally. And that's how that works. We also have tickets to give away for the Upper Dells Boat Tour. Speaking of, this is not the Titanic. These are the Dells boats. They never sink. They've never had a problem. You could go on them. You could win tickets if you text the word boat to us. Boat. B-O-A-T. Boat. Text that to us at 608-879-8255. We're going to give away these tickets in just a few minutes, but not too late to get your text in. 722, time for us to check the weather. And to do that, Brittany Merlot is standing by. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing wonderful. It's beautiful sunshine around here. Is it the same in Wausau this morning?
Oh, yes, it is. It's bright and beautiful. But if you were just off to the west of the state, they are still in some thick fog. So enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah, there's a great big H in the sky over us this morning. And I'm sure from my years as being a TV weather meteorologist, in air quotes, that means the high pressure is in place, I think.
Happy high pressure. Happy. Everybody's always smiling.
High and dry. And things are looking good for today. And then we're in for some changes down the pike, right? Yeah.
Yes, we are. So today, enjoy the 80s, right? Today and tomorrow, because I've been looking ahead and I don't know how many more are left. You get what I'm saying? I think fall is filtering in sooner than we usually expect it.
Yeah. Is it really? You said that yesterday that you think it's going to be an early fall. And he's right.
Yep. He is right. I mean, anything can happen, but I'm seeing that trend that way. I mean, as soon as Thursday, when that heavy rain hits, we've got some storms, severe weather headed our way. We're talking 1 to 3 inches of rainfall.
Yeah.
Flash flooding. This is, of course, going to drop our temperatures down in those cloudy skies and rain-cooled air. Highs will only be into those mid to upper 70s. And then they hold there pretty much all next week. And if you think about it, now we're already into the middle of August.
Yeah.
And that high pressure doesn't want to move. So I'm not sure how much we're really going to warm up after this.
So a bunch of rain on Thursday and Thursday night. And then Friday, still some showers, perhaps?
Yeah, so this big system is just parking itself over us for a minute there. So as it pushes in, that first wave will probably be the most severe one at first, riding along that warm front. We'll feel a little bit of mugginess creeping in Thursday as well. And of course, that flooding risk, because 1 to 3 inches across the entire state.
That we do not
need. A lot
need.
Of us getting this.
Yeah.
No.
There's nothing to soak it up.
How about the weekend? Mm-hmm. What are we looking at for Saturday, Sunday?
So it does want to pull a few scattered showers on Saturday, kind of firing up in the afternoon. But after that, We are dry for Sunday. We get a little bump in temperatures back into those upper 70s to low 80s, but then we drop for next week. It is dry, though, for a good chunk of it.
Okay. Good enough. Do you have plans for the weekend? I know you are always, it seems like every weekend you're camping out somewhere else around the state. Do you have your eyes set?
Right?
Yeah. Where are you headed? Which way?
Well, I always feel like we have such a good state. There's so much to do. Man. Why leave in the summer, right? So every weekend I just try to find a new place. I don't know yet for this weekend. You have any suggestions for me?
No, I don't know. You just
the Dells.
You could go to the Dells if you want. Yeah. There's always some fun things.
I always thought the Dells was like a carnival. All the time.
That never ends.
It never ends, but it is also beautiful, right?
It's gorgeous. It really is. If you've ever taken the boat tour, again, I'm not just saying this because the Upper Dells boat tickets are on the line here. I mean, the boat tours are really either the place to start if you're making a trip to the Dells, or to end your day or end your weekend or however long you're staying.
Because
it's
ideal.
Just so beautiful. And you can get off the boat a couple of times. They go to a couple of different landings and walk around, see the cliffs there. And it's just gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just suggest point the car in whatever direction you want to go, Brittany, and
pull over
head
and camp.
Out.
Yeah. We'll do.
You have a little pup tent or you have a camper? How do you travel? What's the...
Oh, well, I have the pup tent. That's
really,
what I've got.
Really back to the woods kind of person, aren't you?
Yeah, you have to. Okay. I've glamped before. I've had the RVs before. I've done that. They are nice. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to escape the bugs and nature, but it's nice too.
That's the way to go. All right, Brittany, thank you so much. Appreciate your report. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Very good. You too. That's Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist, with the forecast for today. Now, we were playing Celine Dion for another reason here, right?
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah. I want to talk more about high pressure, but I'm good with just moving on.
Well, Trump has been playing... I mean, what's going on with the Trump campaign? They're playing a song from Titanic. Are they really that...
One
off their game?
More time. Yeah. Why do people make decisions to choose songs that they do for their efforts?
Well, plus their campaign is being sued by all these performers.
So many. Celine Dion.
Because they're supposed to ask permission to play these songs, and they don't.
She said the use of her song, My Heart Will Go On, at former President Donald Trump's rallies is unauthorized and not endorsed. Please stop.
Yeah.
Sony Music Entertainment Canada became aware of the unauthorized usage of the video, recording, musical performance, and the likeness of Celine Dion singing at a Donald Trump J.D. Vance campaign rally in Montana. Her official X account posted on Saturday. They also said this, quote, Celine Dion does not endorse this or any similar use. And it added, and really? That song?
Yeah, it's kind of not. It's really.
Really? Sinking ship? Really?
Are they that clueless? Or
My
is somebody inside the campaign saying,
I mean,
hey.
They looked at the lyrics probably like, oh, we love you. You're still here. It's all good. I got you. But no, it's about the Titanic sinking. Sinking.
How can they not realize that?
The good news is many other artists also are saying, stop it. She's not the first Canadian-born singer to oppose Trump's use of their songs at his rallies. Neil Young actually sought damages after Trump's 2020 campaign played Rockin' in the Free World.
Great song.
And Devil's Sidewalk.
Yeah.
So what the heck choices again?
There have been other people too, right?
Yes. Adele, Aerosmith, Rihanna.
Yeah.
Pharrell, right?
Pharrell
right.
Williams. Pharrell Williams.
Thank you, asking.
Have you seen Despicable Me 2? We were talking about this right before the show started. You never heard of Pharrell Williams.
Okay, whatever.
Okay.
I
have a 14-year-old. Well, play some Pharrell Williams for us. What do you got? Show me. What does he...
We'll
what
give
is
him a minute to
what's
dial
his
it
thing?
Up
now. Oh!
Yeah, that song.
I'm an idiot. I love this song.
Is, this song is 10 years old.
I know
great
the song.
Okay.
Because I'm happy. Got it. Got it.
Happy. Yeah, I think John Fogerty also was suing him. I think in the past,
really?
Springsteen was after him.
The Rolling Stones teamed up in 2020 with performing rights organization BMI to try and stop Trump from using the band's songs at campaign events such as You Can't Always Get What You Want.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, it's 7:29. We're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show.
You're
with
smooth.
Catherine Lake after this.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Farm Rescue, a nonprofit organization that provides free planting, haying, harvesting, commodity hauling, and livestock feeding assistance to farm families who have experienced a major illness, injury, or natural disaster, has officially added Wisconsin to its growing list of service states. I'll have that story right after this.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production.
So they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
Dan Erdman, Marketing Program Manager at Farm Rescue, shares more.
Yeah, so the plan now right now is to have our full list of services as of 2025. So it's, as you mentioned, it's planting. We can make hay. We have a hay baler and tractors to do that. We do some commodity hauling, livestock feeding assistance, and then, of course, the harvest assistance. So it's always just been about trying to fill a need wherever there is a need in agriculture. And so our list of services has grown as we've grown throughout the country here. And so, yeah, the plan is to have kind of the full list of services available as of 2025 to everyone in Wisconsin.
That's Dan Erdman along with us. He's the Marketing Program Manager at Farm Rescue. I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Beef producers, make plans now to attend the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster on August 28th and 29th. This will be an action-packed agenda featuring topics from cattle health and well-being to pasture management and land stewardship, complemented by low-stress cattle handling demonstrations. From cow-calf to feedlot topics, it's covered and close to home. Go to www.stockmanshipandstewardship.org for more details and to register.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. Midwestern dairy businesses can prepare now to apply for a total of up to $4 million across two direct-to-business grant programs offered by the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance. These open on August 19th. The Dairy Business Builder and Dairy Industry Impact Grant programs are administered by DBIA, a partnership between Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association and the Center for Dairy Research. Applicants may apply to both grant programs and are eligible to receive awards of up to $100,000 from each offering. You can learn more as well as find other agribusiness news stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our e-newsletter as we deliver five agriculture news stories to your inbox every single day, 365 days a year. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 82 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's growing in popularity across the country and here in Wisconsin. We're going to learn about green burials. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing.
That's another suggestion for the Trump campaign.
Yes.
Edmund Fitzgerald. It's, you know, they played the Titanic. Why, you know, go with that theme, I say. Go with that.
I kind of like that. He can't play these songs because all the artists are saying no.
They don't.
But we can.
We can
play them.
We can play them all we want.
We're legal.
7:34, Gordy Young, along with Catherine Lake. John Peterson out today. Hopefully he'll
bird
be
flu.
Back tomorrow. Bird flu. He's got bird flu. Mm-hmm. Hanging around with all those crazy birds in his woods.
He's got chickens in his backyard.
Cabins in
he
his
does
woods.
Love the he movie does. The Birds.
He does.
He does love the movie
Alfred
The Birds.
Hitchcock.
All these reasons why he has bird flu.
All right, what are we getting into here? We have Dick, who's been holding on the line here this morning. He has some comments, I believe, about Trump. Right, Dick? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, there's speculation now, you know, he's not doing hardly any appearances or traveling.
Yeah.
And some are saying it's because he's a deadbeat. For instance, this past weekend when he went to Montana, he flew into Billings because Bozeman, he owes money, and they drove the rest of the way. And there's several cities in this country, but one of them, Green Bay, he owes Eau Claire a bunch of money now.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a list of them out there, that they, some of which date back to 2016. So,
wow. He is falling apart. The campaign is falling apart, and it feels like he is, too.
The analogy I've got, I went to the Indy 500 several times.
Yeah.
And it's just like going into a pit stop and there's nobody there to change the tires, put the fuel in or anything.
Aww.
You just roll into pit row and nothing.
Nothing happens.
Because the wheels are falling off this campaign in a hurry.
Yeah. I think you're right, Dick.
Seems like it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
All right. We just
dragged in somebody from our offices in HR.
Jacqueline
is here. She voted. Give Jacqueline a mic, would you?
Yeah, yeah. Here
Jacqueline
we go.
Rivera is our HR director, and you got a chance to vote on the way in.
I did.
How was it? Where did you vote?
I voted right off of... I'm still new to the area.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
West
well,
Side,
right.
probably, right?
Yeah,
yeah West
yeah.
Side. So it wasn't too bad a line? Or yeah. No.
I was the third person in line.
Wow.
I registered there, which was exciting.
You did get to register
yes,
there.
Yes, because I'm coming from a state where my vote never counted.
Let's
so
see,
I'm
with that
super
accent,
excited.
I'm thinking it's someplace in the South
yes.
where you came from. Yeah.
Yes.
Louisiana? Is that where you came from?
Originally,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
So
yeah.
this was super exciting for me.
You
and
got to vote.
Yeah.
Yay, partisan election.
Did they give you the I voted sticker?
Did
you get
did.
That? Well,
they
where
did.
Is it? What did you do with it?
In my purse.
She hasn't put it on yet.
I put mine on the forehead and just wear it all day.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's a good trick.
I can't wait.
Yeah. I'll be putting it right here in a minute.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jacqueline. So it wasn't that crowded, apparently.
Of course,
the polls just opened at 7, mm-hmm. so. Yeah.
There was a line coming in as I was leaving, so I got there at the right time.
Yeah.
So I was like I said, super excited. They're like, oh, you're super prepared. I had everything printed out.
You were ready.
I was.
Your license, your mm-hmm. mail, you know, mm-hmm. from your...
Oh, I had a whole manila envelope.
Full of
identification, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good deal.
Well done. Thanks, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
Well, thank
Thanks
you for that first-hand report. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Partisan primary election today, mm-hmm. 7 to 8 p.m., 7
right.
a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday today. If you're in line by 8 p.m., you'll still be able to vote.
Yeah.
So whatever you want to do, get there. Get there to vote.
All right. Good
you can
deal.
Still register at the polls. That's good to know that that worked for you, too.
Thank
Smooth.
You, Jacqueline.
Thanks,
All right.
Jacqueline.
Do we still have a chance for people to text in, Sam, or did
it's
we close that
whole
out?
Hour.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So if you text the word boat into our text line. The phone number is 608-879-8255, or just go on your Civic Media app. You can text right from there. Text the word boat, and you could win a pair of tickets to the Upper Dells Boat Tour. Okay? All right?
It's Media World.
It is Media World
time. It's Media World.
It is Media World. All right, we've got our reports ready to go here. The
Obros.
Yeah.
know.
You're all alone in a media world with giant boys going round and round.
Yeah, the Oprah's.
Longest intros ever.
By the way, Jay Moran, if you're out there.
Oh, Jay.
Yeah, Jay was in the Oprah's. And
oh,
I,
yeah.
You know, he was at Atwood Fest somewhere. I didn't run into him. I think he was there.
I haven't seen him.
Friends with him on Facebook.
In 30 years.
He's still around. We got to get him in here and talk about the old days and the Oprah's.
Yeah.
What a great band they were. Okay. All right, what do we got in Media World
well,
for today?
John and I both chose the same story, interestingly, because the CBS News has said excessive smartphone use can negatively impact teens' mental health. What?
They've done another researching story about this, huh?
They found more evidence. Excessive smartphone use could impact a teen's mental health. My daughter has already said this out loud to me. And she also said, do you think we don't know? Do you think we don't know that you handed us these phones and now we've got this problem? Thanks a lot. She blames me.
They're blaming you.
Yep. Scientists refer to it as a problematic smartphone use, or PSU. It has an acronym already. Behaviors around smartphone use akin to addiction. Research at King's College, researchers at King's College London found that teens with PSU are twice as likely to have anxiety, almost three times more likely to suffer from depression compared to teens without problematic smartphone use.
So, okay. Sam, how old were you when you first got a smartphone, when your parents allowed
you
to?
I was...
Can you remember that?
13 or 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But back then, social media was also a lot different.
Yes. You know,
like, TikTok is only 5 years old.
Okay.
Right.
And Instagram is probably 9 or 10 years old.
So what is the problem with mental health and teens and smartphones? Is it that they're communicating behind each other's back? I mean, is it gossipy stuff going around between teens that makes them depressed? Or is it just this constant flow of too much media coming in that they don't understand? I mean, how do they determine this finding?
I think that if you and I had a discussion about your use of screens—
Right.
You know,
yes.
as a 70-year-old, I'm a 60-year-old, Sam's a 30-year-old,
yeah.
You know, in our generation.
I'm not 30.
25. What? I don't know. I'm just putting you in a...
He's 17. Just leave him alone.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
He's a teenager. So, but post-pandemic for adults, not that big a deal, I don't think. I don't think this is happening with other age groups. It's because they're kids. So it's an addiction. A minor from New York State has filed a lawsuit seeking class action status against Meta, alleging the social media giant sought to keep teens hooked on Instagram while knowingly exposing them to harmful content. So, yes, it's a little bit of harmful content, but for me, for my experience with my daughter, who's 14, it is the addiction. It is the inability to put the thing
down.
And it started right away.
Do you try to restrict her to certain hours of the day? Or, I mean... And what are they doing in high schools now? I mean, can you take your phone into a classroom? Or are you supposed to put it on the desk?
You're rushing me through the beats of this story,
schools
are racing to ban student phones. As the new year school starts, coming up in this September, a wave of new laws that aim to curb distracted learning is taking effect. Indiana, Louisiana, several other states, Florida. Students caught violating a phone ban in Florida and Orlando have to place their devices in a specialized cell phone safe. My kid's school in Chicago for her last year in junior high, they started to ask them to put them in the teacher's drawer.
Uh-huh.
But when there is an incident at a school, students are saying, I want my phone in my hand.
Of course.
And as a matter of fact, I seem to recall hearing a story about a school that did that. And the teacher, when the shooter thing happened, whipped open her door and said, get your phones, then duck and cover.
Wow.
Because they wanted to have the kids to be able to talk to their parents and make calls. And I don't know, maybe call 911. So phones have become, though, a school scourge. More than 70% of high school teachers say student phone distraction is a major problem. They did a survey with Pew Research. You got something, Sam?
Go ahead,
I was just going to say, I think the kids who are having trouble with this are in the right place at the right time, or maybe the wrong place at the right time, where it's becoming a problem for the first time. And because they're still kids, they they don't know life without it exactly. It's probably right. sort of like what television was like for some people your age, Gordy.
Well,
I mean,
it was a different kind of thing.
Yes.
You know, because TVs were not portable
right,
or anything
you didn't carry
like
them
that.
Right, right.
And, but back then they were worried about is television replacing babysitters? Because, you know, when you're a kid, I know I have a picture of myself at 3 or 4 years old. Yep. Sitting in a you know baby chair or toddler chair or something, parked right in front of this big cathode ray tube black and white TV, probably ingesting all the rays coming off of it, you know, watching, you know, Captain Kangaroo and you know the whatever the other cartoon shows were, you know, and there was a tendency to that this was replacing babysitters.
Yeah,
and,
I don't think the issue with these kids is that they. I mean, yes, it's a sort of an addiction, but I think the problem is they know that it's a problem and they want to be able to do something different.
Helplessness.
But, yeah. I mean, it's the easy way out, you know, just go on your phone and do something for a while rather than going outside for a walk or reading a book or something like that. Like they could do those things and they have the ability to do those things. It's just...
Well, my daughter goes for walks, in quotes, I'm doing air quotes if you're not watching YouTube. My daughter goes on walks. She takes her phone with her, for goodness sakes, because we make her do it in Chicago, where she was living for the last year while I was here. So she takes walks, but she takes her phone with. It's not just music. She's watching as she walks. Yeah. TikTok, 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 TikTok.
Is it mostly TikTok?
Mostly TikTok. It is an obsession with her. She's on TikTok. She's making videos for TikTok. She watches TikTok. She learns from TikTok. That is a problem for me. That is a problem. And I know, I understand the problem because when I get on TikTok, and I do, because I got to see what she's doing. I got to see what others are doing. I watch over her shoulder. It is so easy to just
now
lose.
You're addicted to TikTok.
Well, you can lose minutes so quickly because each TikTok is only a couple minutes and you can go right on to the next one. There's no intro. If they take too long, you just move forward. It is addictive. It truly is.
If that's her number one choice, what comes after TikTok, do you think? I mean, is it it's not Facebook anymore.
Oh, Instagram. She's always Insta. She's all about Insta. And what's the other one? Snapchat. She's on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say this out loud. I don't understand Snapchat yet. I haven't gotten into Snapchat.
It's like
just a messaging.
It's Instagram that goes away.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a texting app, but instead of texting text messages, you're texting pictures to each other.
And Sam, what are your social media choices? What's
addictions.
Number one? Yeah. Addictions. Are you looking at X a lot or TikTok?
I don't really use Twitter. I have a TikTok account, but I have shied away from it. I guess for good reason. And it hasn't quite learned what I want to see. So it hasn't shown me anything to make me just scroll for hours and hours.
Yeah, and that's unavoidable. Whereas on YouTube, I turned off, don't follow me. Don't show me what you think I want. I turned it off.
Yeah.
And now I get just random stuff from YouTube. I love that.
Do you?
Yeah. My daughter watches YouTube too. She's onto YouTube too. Because there are now people doing shows. I mean, YouTube has become a channel.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I watch YouTube definitely more than an actual TV.
So they're saying in the schools, they're not simply teenagers and children compulsively using apps like Snap, TikTok, and Instagram. They're also using their phones to bully, sexually exploit, and share videos of physical attacks on their peers. Show videos of physical attacks on their peers.
Wow.
It's disgusting. Kids these days.
Okay. Need to take
sound
a breath
like
here.
I'm angry old person yells
I'm
at Clive.
You're angry
Johnny.
Catherine.
These days.
Yeah. Filling in for John. The anger segment. 7:48. Hey, you can join John and Gordy. That's us, a host of the morning show on WMDX, it says here, at the Dunkin' Donuts in Sun Prairie. This coming Friday, we're going to be there from 6 to 8 a.m. We're going to be broadcasting live at Dunkin's Cop on our rooftop. It's an event benefiting Special Olympics. We hope you will join us as well. Stop by for some coffee, some donuts. It's all for a great cause. That's this Friday at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Donut holes.
In Sun Prairie. 7:49 when we come back. This, that, and the other. Some leftovers headed your way on the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers!
And I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Enjoy. I know that actor's name. Oh,
Enjoy.
Come on.
The leftovers.
I can almost pull it.
Hey, you know, John Peterson not here today. Gordy Young here, along with Catherine Lake and Sam Davison. You know, with John not being here, it kind of threw me off of my game.
Because,
you know, he... Okay.
Me too.
You know, but I'm trying to... Well, what should we do? You know, I'm trying to look ahead and everything.
Yes.
And I was like, this comes from the heart right now. Okay? You know, we miss John.
We do.
We hope he's going to be back tomorrow.
Yes.
Because then, you know, I can get back into my role. You can get back into your role. Yeah, John carries the show on his shoulders. And he's sick today. I hope he's feeling better.
Maybe this was all a ploy by John to get a pay raise.
Maybe. By the way, I'm going to collect his pay as well as mine today for this show. I get double today.
Excellent.
I just thought you'd let the accounting department know that.
Okay.
And there's something else I'd like to say, too, about John. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Poor John, still in bed, no doubt.
Well, I hope he's feeling better tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, I got some Madison news for you. On the 25th of August, 21st of August, 21st, the United Way of Dane County is kicking off this year's community fundraising campaign.
Really?
On the 21st, this is from WKOW, thank you. The community kickoff will be at Breeze Stevens Field, which I saw for the very first time when I just moved back here. It wasn't always a venue, was it? Didn't it become a venue in the last 22 years?
Look at me. I've only lived here like 2 or 3 years.
I know it's been there, but has it always been a venue?
Well, it's always been it was a football field. Now it's a soccer field. I mean, it hasn't been a venue for events as much as it's been recently.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So from
they have concerts there. And
stuff. Now it's like a serious venue. They bring real stages and real instruments and all that. The community kickoff at Breeze Stevens Field on August 21st is from 2:30 to 4. You can Explore United Carnival.
Okay.
That's what it's called, Explore United.
Okay.
Games and activities, snacks, Kona ice, tricky foods, and Girl Scout cookies.
Okay.
That's the reason to go.
That should have been the headline.
I'm sorry.
Girl Scout cookies.
Girl Scout cookies available
else.
On August 21st at the community kickoff at Breeze Stevens Field from 2:30 to 4, August 21st. You can also help create 3,000 paper product impacts, I-M-P-A-C-K-S, at the event. So it's a community thing. You're going to go and volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
So you distribute them through Community Action Coalition, South Central Wisconsin, Porchlight, Second Harvest Food Bank, Southern Wisconsin, and Way Forward Resources. Boy, I used to know how to read. I don't know what happened.
Well, it sounds like you're rushing. There's no need to rush.
You've been reading too much, or you've been watching too much TikTok, Kathy.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know how to speak
Maybe
anymore.
That's it.
My daughter, she used to be good with eye contact. Now, not so much after years with TikTok. Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm just saying. What do you got?
Leftovers. Well, leftovers. This is, you know, it's primary voting day. And again, polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. If you're standing in line at 8 o'clock, you still get to vote. So don't worry about that. Got something here from Eric Hovde. He was taking questions from people in Wisconsin as opposed to actually being here and taking those questions live. Okay. So he was somewhere, probably in California or wherever else he has houses. Hovde asks, watch as I answer questions from voters all across our great state. More are coming soon. But here's a sample. Listen for the last question and how he answers it. This is Eric Hovde. Go ahead.
My campaign team gets emails asking me questions from people in the state of Wisconsin. So I got one from Adriana. She would like to know if I oppose the sale of U.S. and specifically Wisconsin farmland to China. There are Wisconsin Republican officials who oppose banning the sale of Wisconsin farmland to China, and I'd like to know where you stand on that issue. I am absolutely opposed to China buying farmland. Great question. Okay, next question. Where do you pay your state income taxes? That simple. Wisconsin. In the mail, I would get, went on for like 2-3 weeks, a notice from Wisconsin Department of Revenue of a person requesting tax information, and you can do this in Wisconsin, which I think is wrong. And it would always be this girl's name with the Democratic Party.
I don't even...
Was that an answer? What? Okay.
Hovde, really?
That completely confused me. I
should have been listening closer.
It's a stand-up comedian joke that fell flat.
Apparently. Okay.
So you can choose between Eric Hovde, Charles Barman, and Rajani Ravidram.
How in the world, by the way...
Go ahead.
How in the world do you run a bank in California and not pay income taxes in multiple states?
Good question.
Very good question.
I don't think that's answerable here. But, hey, do we have time to play this J.D. compilation, J.D. Vance? Okay, let's play this. This is just odd, weird stuff that J.D. has said lately,
and
okay?
John put it together, great.
You know, between abortion and slavery.
This is one of the great tricks that I think the sexual revolution pulled on the American populace, which is this idea that, like, well, okay, these marriages were fundamentally, you know, they were maybe even violent, but certainly they were unhappy. And so getting rid of them and making it easier for people to shift spouses like they change their underwear, that's going to make people happier in the long term.
I certainly would like abortion to be legal nationally. Let's say Roe versus Wade is overruled. And then, you know, every day, George Soros sends a 747 to Columbus load up disproportionately black women to get them to go have abortions in California. And of course, the left will celebrate this as a victory for diversity.
We're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made. And so they want to make the rest of the country miserable, too.
Well, he just keeps, saying these kind of things and then backpedaling and, saying them again. And that's who could be vice president. One, heartbeat away from the Oval Office.
J.D. Vance.
You feel good about that?
No, I don't.
Yeah. All right.
Do you have this other thing that John gave us? We have not time for it?
We're just down to
a
minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, this time has flown by here.
All right.
But, that's going to do it for this edition of the John and Gordy Show. And by the way, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you, as always, by Verlo Mattress in Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at Verlo.com. John Peterson, get better.
Jeez.
Hope to see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
See ya.
So long.
As we were saying, it's the John and Gordy Show.
John and Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Todd Albaugh,
Hey, everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with our own Luke Mathers. Be here, find out what's grinding his gears and more.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.